The Dally McCarthy Show is brought to you by First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. FirstCommand.com. DuPage Credit Union, for more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. They look forward to serving your financial interests. And now DuPage Credit Union invites you to enter for a chance to win tickets to Tom Dreesen, an evening of laughter and memories of Sinatra at North Central College on April 12th to help a great cause at the same time. Simply purchase $1 raffle tickets at a DuPage Credit Union branch office through March 31st to enter. Proceeds benefit the 100 Club of DuPage County, which assists families of law enforcement and firefighting personnel killed or injured while living or working in DuPage County. Visit DuPageCU.com or call 1-800-323-2611 for contest rules and details. This institution is not federally insured. Visit DuPageCU.com today. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Book your class, book a lesson at 630-355-6240. That's ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com. The Strahl Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Strahl at www.thestrahlteam.com. And Strahl is spelled S-T-R-A-U-E-L. Or you can call Chris or Brian at 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Visit NaperSettlement.com. org. Bike Bald, they bike for a cure, a childhood cancer cure. Bike.bald at yahoo.com or bikebald.com. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, spray tanning, and now offering light therapy. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. That's Divine Beauty Luxe Spa. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Call 630-848-6960 to make your next appointment or call for a free consultation. The Dally McCarthy Show is also brought to you by Classic Designs Decorative Painting. They offer faux finishes, plasters, and murals. You can contact Olivia Morgan. Email her at morganolivia557@yahoo.com. Or you can give her a call. She'll offer you a free consultation at 847-977-9799. The Dally McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Pope Family Dental, located in downtown Naperville. Pope Family Dental, 630-961-5851. And by Sullivan's Steakhouse in downtown Naperville. They're now accepting your reservation at 630-305-0230. Mad Landscaping, let them do your spring maintenance and landscaping. Call now to make your appointment at 630-664-1612 or check out their website at www.madlandscaping.com. The Dally McCarthy is also proudly sponsored now by Bracconi's, locations in North and South Naperville, the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are a small business that is family-owned and operated, and they won the Small Business of the Year Award in the category of retail. If you've never tried their food before, you're in for a real treat. Come visit Bracconi's North for a comfortable dining experience, and you can also see the famous Prado Room, where they host many of their banquets. To order a pizza, order food, catering, or make a reservation, you can call 630-717-9530 or check out their website at www.bracconis.com. And finally, the Dally McCarthy Show is also brought to you by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Ah!
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Don't you just love hearing that little voice? Hey, everybody, and good morning. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to the good show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And we do have lots of good guests today, and we'll get to all of them very quickly here. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on Internet Radio. Hey, we are 8 days away. Let the countdown begin, folks. 8 days away to opening day at Wrigley Field. Yesterday, I shouldn't say yesterday, actually, it was about 1 in the morning this morning, I registered my son Jimmy, my oldest, for his last summer of baseball. So it was kind of sad for me as a mom, but I'm also really excited about the season starting. I love going to his games. Hey, we had some good news in Chicago today, too. Anybody surprised about this? The Bears signed Jared Allen. He is the NFL's one of the leading sackers in the NFL. Does that make sense? Sackers? Is that how you call it? He sacks the quarterback. But anyway, he's the NFL's one of the NFL's leading sackers, defensive end Jared Allen, signed on for a 4-year deal with the Chicago Bears. The Bears revamping their defensive line. Look out for the big D next season, folks. This looks really good for our Bears. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a great year for our Cubs and our Bears, that's for sure. And, okay, quickly, before I get to my first guest, I want to recap really quickly last Friday and do another quick, big thank you, heartfelt thank you to everybody, especially all of my friends and family in Naperville for honoring me on Dolly McCarthy Day. So thanks, everybody, for that. There was a great turnout. I'm so happy that people showed up for the benefit on Friday night. My kids were there. My brother Tom was there. My mom even came by. Mayor Prado came and read the proclamation again. Bracconi's came and provided all the food to for everybody, and people still are talking about those turkey meatballs, Bill and Vilma. Bracconi's turkey meatballs are amazing. Mike Bald, thank you for organizing such a nice event. And we all raised such a lot of money for four of my favorite charities, Operation Support Our Troops, Naperville Cares, Mike Bald, and Kids Cabaret. Wow, you guys really opened up your hearts and wallets very generously. So very soon, after we finish counting up all the money, we'll be able to divide it up and give it to the four charities and make it formal. Beth, my producer, wants to do some pictures too. But I'm just so thrilled people showed up, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything, guys. And, can't forget Love and Money. You guys rocked. They were awesome. Love and Money, one of my favorite local bands. Speaking of Love and Money, here's a little something that they played Friday night. Do you guys recognize this song?
Hello, darling. Darling, I said hello, darling. What should a girl do? She's breaking the news. I said hello, darling. Darling, I said hello, darling. What's up, girl? Keep bringing the truth. Darling, I said hello, darling. Looking swell, darling. So nice to have you back. Will you be long, darling? On CLTV, WGN-TV, on internet radio, Thursday morning. Take your call, live, all the way live. A top reporter, news anchor, and a mother of five. A host with the most and a hottie MC. Got a smile for miles, lighten up your TV. For top news, big events, parades, and charity. She's Dolly on the trolley, and the sweetest MC. She's Naperville's finest, Mayor Prado's insane. March 21st is now Dolly Day. A new holiday for us all to share. Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared. So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room sway. Playing all your favorite songs from now to way back then. So Dolly never go away again. I said hello.
Dolly,
I said hello. What's up, girl? Yeah. She's bringing the news. I said hello.
Dolly,
I said hello.
Dolly,
what's up, girl? Yeah.
Love and Money. You guys rock. Thank you so much for that song. I love it. I'm trying to get my kids to learn it. We're playing it every day. No, I'm kidding. I should. Every morning I should rock that song to get them out of bed. Get them out of bed. I think they'd be running from the house if I played that every song, that song every morning. Hey, love you guys. Thank you again for that. And I won't go on and on about this, but I appreciate everybody coming out again and dancing the night away and opening their hearts and wallets to these great charities and honoring me. So sweet. Thank you very much. Okay, quick thing I want to tell y'all at home listening, if you live in the Naperville area or Chicagoland area, April 12th, mark your calendar, Potters. Love and Money is going to be there. In my opinion, that's like the kickoff to summer because April 12th is going to be 60. It's going to be beautiful. So plan on getting there to Potters on April 12th to see Love and Money. Maybe they'll play that Dolly song. Who knows? You know, put a request in. Not. All right, quick, a couple of announcements here before we get to my first guest. Amy Bryant from DuPage Credit Union has some good news to share with us this morning. But some quick announcements. Naper Settlement has a Wednesday walking club. Did you know that? You can join a walking club, and it's free Wednesday starting April 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, 30th. That's every Wednesday in April from 8 to 9 a.m. Get fit the old-fashioned way. Come on out. And they're asking you to register for this. It's a free drop-in program, but they would love for you to register. So give them a call at Naper Settlement to register for this. You can walk at your own pace. You can socialize, bring a friend, enjoy the historic and rain gardens. And there's a quarter-mile loop around the place, beautiful 12 acres of paved walkways, and the Riverwalk area is around there, too. And they even have some prizes to give away. Sounds fun. Wednesday mornings, I might have to check out this walking club some Wednesday morning. I love how it's early, too. Get it in, get it done. Another announcement, DuPage Children's Museum is having their annual benefit ball on Saturday, April 12th. That's coming up. It's at the beautiful Chicago Marriott Naperville, which, by the way, hosted the Dolly McCarthy Day celebration charity event last Friday. And so Chicago Marriott Naperville, we love you guys. We really appreciate all you're doing in the community. And they are hosting the DuPage Children's Museum's annual benefit ball. That's, again, April 12th. Tickets are still available. The event begins at 5:30. Let's see. You can contact DuPageChildrensMuseum.org. Go on that website and check out the details on there. And get yourself a ticket to support the wonderful Children's Museum. Cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and a silent auction is going to be there. And I think is it Judy Sue? Yeah, Judy Sue is going to be hosting it from ABC 7. Great anchor over there. All right, let's move on. Allstate Arena is one of Dolly McCarthy Show sponsors, and they are having a great event, Stars on Ice. I love Stars on Ice. Who doesn't love watching ice skating? Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, May 3rd at 7:30. Going to be a lot of Olympians in this show. You don't want to miss it. Bring the kids. Tickets start at $25, and you can contact Ticketmaster.com or head over to the Allstate Arena box office, or you can call them by phone, 1-800-745-3000. And as we get closer to the date, we are going to be giving away tickets to this event, so stay tuned for more details on that. And finally, one more quick announcement. The 2014 Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Festival. Oh, my God, my mouth is just watering thinking of this. July 10th through the 12th, they're having a barbecue competition as well as this amazing festival with great lineup of performers. Friday night, they'll have 38 Special, Vanilla Ice, Hello, and Journey, Journey Experience will be there. They'll sound like Journey. They may even act like Journey. I don't know, but it's worth a trip out to Kankakee to check it out. And then Saturday night, they have Dustin Lynch, great country singer, and John Party will be there. You know I've played his songs several times on this show. Check out the huge and amazing lineup they have. They have a Facebook page, as well as a website to check out. And join me. The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring this festival as well. I will be there. I'm going to be introducing John Party to everybody on Saturday night. Looking forward to that. Okay. And oops, I lied. One more thing. The third annual Walk to Wrigley is happening. My alma mater, Guerin Prep High School, well, it was called Mother Guerin when I went there. Now it's co-ed. But Guerin Prep High School is hosting their third annual Walk to Wrigley fundraising event on Friday, May 16th. Walk to Wrigley was an annual spring tradition for Holy Cross students for several decades. And Guerin Prep is continuing this tradition with pride today, remembering the many men who walked this route before us. And Holy Cross was a brother school of Mother Guerin, now, of course, Guerin Prep Co-ed High School. There are a variety of sponsorships available still, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is a sponsor of this event. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to join me and Beth and our families to go to the Cubs game on Friday afternoon, May 16th. It's a 1:20 game. And, of course, it's going to have we're going to have fantastic weather, for sure. So sign up for this event if you go to Guerin Prep. I think it's GuerinPrep.com. Whoops, I don't have notes on their website. Oh, Beth, we got to get that. We'll post it on our Facebook page, and we'll let you know. But you can Google Guerin Prep High School and get more. Oh, man. Now I feel bad. Some sponsor we are. We don't even have the exact address. We're getting there. We're getting there. But we got time. We got time. So just mark your calendar today, May 16th. That's a Friday afternoon. Join us for the Cubs game, which, as you all know, 8 days till opening day at Wrigley. I'm counting down the days. Yep, X in the boxes on the calendar. Can't wait. Oh, well.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, I had to play Dan one more time. Dan Ponce, my buddy, singing for me. All right, let's move on. Amy Bryant with DuPage Credit Union is joining us now with, you know, she's their sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're so thrilled to have that partnership with them. And we love having Amy on the show because she always has good news. Right, Amy? Good things
Hi,
happening
Dolly.
With you guys. How are you?
Yeah.
Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
All right. Tell us about all the goodies you guys are planning, all the good things you guys plan to help people in the community.
I'm excited to talk about two things this morning. One is you already mentioned about the Tom Dreesen show, the Sinatra Night at North Central College. And we are hosting the raffle, or a raffle, that we put together. We thought, since, you know, our roots are DuPage County, and actually we really started out not only serving the teachers, but our different government offices, municipalities, et cetera, that it would be fun to host a raffle where we are actually raffling off three prizes of two tickets each to that show on April 12th. So tickets are available at our branch offices, and they're $1 a piece or 6 for $5, and they can be purchased through March 31st. And then we will be contacting our winners on April 2nd. So we're excited to, you know, partner with the DuPage 100 Club and, you know, send people to this event. So
that's
what we're working on right now.
You guys are part of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think
Go ahead. Go ahead, Amy.
I think I heard you might be interviewing Tom Dreesen coming up.
Yeah. He's we're working it out with Tom's peeps to get him on the show. And, you know, he is from the Rat Pack era, you know, Sinatra and Dean Martin. So I'm going to be talking to him about memories he has with Sinatra and Dino and Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Do you remember Sammy Davis?
Oh, absolutely.
My kids will be like,
I still love to watch those old movies.
Oh, who doesn't? They're really fun. Even if you didn't grow up watching them, I grew up with my dad watching them, you know, whenever they were on their specials, whatever. So I really enjoyed it, and I have memories of that. But even if you didn't, you know, you can rent the DVDs and check them out. They were funny. They were pretty funny. With the cigarettes and the little glass of scotch, singing tunes and goofing around.
Yeah.
It was funny. Yeah. So it'd be interesting to talk to Tom.
Yeah. So that's coming to an end March 31st, but then our next fundraising event that we're gearing up for is partnering with the DuPage Regional Office of Education, and they partner with Catholic Charities every year. This is going to be the 24th year that they host a back-to-school fair. This is for low-income families that are registered through Family Services in DuPage County, and the purpose of this fair is to provide, you know, health services, different types of information that these kids and families may need, you know, just have everything available in one place. But our part is we found out that they collect about 3,500 to 4,000 backpacks with the school supplies for the entire year and give them away to elementary school students in August. And the high school students, there's never really enough funding to provide their backpacks and school supplies, mm-hmm. so they have been getting like a $10 gift card from Catholic Charities. So what the credit union has decided to do is launch a fundraising campaign to purchase 500 backpacks for high school students with all of what they need for the school year, so that that group is, you know, benefiting as well. So we're going to be starting this campaign in April. We are having a yard sale June 27th here in Naperville, and all the proceeds will go towards this fundraising event.
We're
really excited. This is the first year that we are doing this type of a school supply drive. For the past 2 years, we have actually collected school supplies and then delivered them to, the first year it was Walter and Connie Payton Foundation, and last year it was just DuPage County Schools in need. But this, now we have a specific group that we are hoping, you know, to allow to benefit from this mm-hmm. back-to-school fair.
Oh, that's fantastic, Amy. So tell us the date again. June 27th is this yard sale?
June 27th is a yard sale, and it will be here at 1515 Bond Street in Naperville, which is corporate office. Yes.
Okay.
And so we're,
are you,
you
looking
know, we're
for specific items? What are you collecting?
You know what? We're collecting all of the items from our team members. So what we're looking for is for people to come and buy, you know, what we're going to be selling, and mm-hmm. their whatever they purchase, that will be a donation to the backpack project.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
so,
great. And could they bring something, though, to put in backpacks, like gift cards to Starbucks or, you know, I have a senior in high school, and for my son, I put in there, like, gel for his hair, an umbrella, small umbrella, not just the school supplies, but little things that, you know, he might get caught off guard, you know, especially on a day like today in Chicago when it's raining.
Yeah.
But knowing him, that umbrella is under his bed somewhere.
Yeah, right. I know. They don't like those things, do they?
What is this, Mom? I'd rather get soaked than pop an umbrella out of my backpack because friends will make fun of them. Anyway, go ahead. I digress.
So we're going to start with just fundraising, and then as we go on, we'll see what they need as far as other types of items, because right now mm-hmm. we have a vendor that will actually provide the entire contents that is needed for the backpack for a high school student. So, you know, at this point we're just looking for little donations here and there, and then as time goes on and the campaign develops more, I'll have more information as to other items, you know, if we can do that as well.
Oh, certainly. And then you can certainly keep us posted and come back on the show and let us know what we need to do to help you out. All right. Well, hats off to DuPage Credit Union for all you're doing again in the community. Amy, I don't know how you juggle your job, your family, and all these extracurricular activities you do to help those in the community, but keep doing it. You're wonderful. We appreciate
thanks,
you guys.
Thanks, Sally. It's a lot
okay,
of fun.
Okay, thanks for being on.
Okay,
thank
talk
you.
To you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, now I got to cue the Godfather music. I forgot to download it, so I have no Godfather music, no Italian music. Oh, shoot, I wish I had some Sinatra music. This is a nice, fun segue into talking to my pal, Bill Paz, who's the owner of Bocconi's Restaurant and Pizzeria. Bill, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
Bill, a lot of people don't know, well, people that have never met you, but I'm going to tell the listeners today, you look like Ray Liotta. Did anybody ever tell you that? Besides me. I always tell you that. But
I'm not kidding you. I've heard it a couple times before.
Celebrity sightings at Bocconi's. Ray Liotta's.
Yeah.
Rumors going around Naperville.
I can be a stunt double.
Hilarious. Well, we are so thrilled to have Bocconi's as sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. And there's two locations in town. And I asked Bill to come on the show because, well, first of all, I want to talk about Bocconi's and amazing food and your two locations and how I'm thrilled. This is one of my favorite Italian restaurants, folks, if not the best pizza in Naperville. So if you've never been to Bocconi's, you need to, this is what they say, come and eat the food your mama wanted you to eat. Isn't that right, Bill?
Yeah, that's our tagline. That's right.
All right. So you guys are family-owned and operated, right? How long have you been in business?
Oh, we've been in business since 2005. As Bocconi's.
Okay,
and
so 9 years.
9 years, and we're just coming up actually on an anniversary, too. So it'll be starting our 10th year.
Fantastic. You got any specials going on to celebrate the starting of your 10th year, celebrating your 9-year anniversary, the start of the 10th year, not to confuse people here?
No, and actually not to be kind of silly, but it actually our anniversary falls on April Fool's Day, so no fooling around. But seriously, it is our.
All right, seriously, are you offering any kind of specials to commemorate the anniversary?
Actually, since it's our 9th anniversary, we're celebrating a large thin pizza for $9.99.
All right, such a deal, and they have folks a Dolly special, which is not on the menu. But you have to ask for it. That's how special it is.
Exactly.
And it's, I think, did I create it last summer, Bill? Bill invited me in his kitchen one time. We started making this pizza, was it like 1 in the morning? We started getting creative in the kitchen.
Exactly. And that's
kind of
how
meatball
it got named the Dolly Special was that night. There's some pictures out there somewhere, too.
There are some on Facebook. You can check my Facebook page for sure.
Yeah,
let's go back. You grew up.
Pizza room.
I worked at a pizza place. I worked at a mall pizza place, and I would throw the dough up in the air. One of these days, you'll have to have me back, Bill, and we'll tell people to come watch me throw pizza up and hit your ceiling. But you grew up around a family who loved to cook, and your mom was in the restaurant business. Your uncle, your grandma. You know, is that how you got back into the restaurant business?
Yeah, actually.
Your roots are there?
I pretty much have been around kitchens most of my life and restaurants. You know, one of my first jobs was washing dishes in the kitchen every Friday, Saturday night. My mom was waitressing on tables, and grandma was the chef. Uncle was the cook, so it's kind of in my blood.
Aw. And how old were you washing dishes? Aren't there child labor laws?
Yeah, 10, 11 years old.
Not when it applies to Italians.
Yeah, no.
You know, I could say that because I'm Italian, people, okay?
But it was a lot of fun, you know. I got to be around the family and you know, be involved. And we didn't own the restaurant, but it still was, you know, a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy working, and I still do, so.
And I'm sure being around your mom and your uncle and your grandma, that had to have been a blast, especially on a Friday and Saturday night when you were in your teenage years, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
did you bring dates to the restaurant?
After a few years, I kind of grew out of it, and I got into doing other aspects of the restaurant. I actually started learning about the equipment and repairs and things like that as I got older and had a little more time under my belt, and people were teaching me how to actually maintain the kitchens, and that's kind of how I ended up with this restaurant now, is I got to know the previous owner from helping him out and being his handyman. So,
really?
Yeah.
The restaurant, let's give people the address for the North Bocconi's so people know
it's
how to find you.
796 Royal St. George, We're in the Crest Creek Shopping Center, just west of Naperville North High School.
And then you have a south location, which your wife Vilma, lovely gal, she's over there. You can go visit Vilma there.
Yeah,
but that's not a sit-down restaurant.
No, that one's just carry-out and delivery. We kind of just expanded on our business and trying to bring the good food that we have and good pizza down south, since we had a lot of customers coming up here to come pick up pizzas and things like that and trying to get delivery so far south. We thought, well, you know, we'll use the name and kind of, you know, bring the food down there. So we opened a little carry-out and delivery store just to try to, you know, use our name and our good product on that way.
Yeah.
So.
Your food is so fresh. And I love how it's homemade. You can't find food like that. There's a lot of great Italian restaurants, but then you find out that they've defrosted the lasagna, it's packaged in a plant, and so disappointing. But what I love about your restaurant is the bruschetta, the tomatoes are cut right there. And, you know, I just discovered this new pizza at Bricconi's. What do you call it, Bill? It's the basil with the sausage, with the wheat crust.
That's our signature pizza. And
it's
sausage and basil on our wheat crust, and our wheat crust is totally unique. I don't think there's anybody out there that does a wheat crust, and if they do, it's nothing like what we've got.
No, it is out of this world. What do you guys add sugar in there? Because it is delicious and sweet.
It's got honey in it.
And is that
the
secret?
Herbs. Yeah, it's a little hint to the secret.
Oh, my God. Yum. So what made you get back in the business? I know you said that you used to do service work for the previous owner. What made you and Vilma say, hey, I'm going to go back in the restaurant business? What did Vilma say when you proposed the idea to her?
It was way back. Was at home taking care of our kids, and when the kids were both in school, she was looking for an opportunity to get back in the workforce. So we started looking at investments and franchises, and this opportunity came along. So we kind of jumped in, and before she could say no, I said, okay, sign here, and away we went.
and haven't looked back?
No, pretty much we haven't. We just keep looking forward to trying to grow and, you know, expand our business and bring the same quality from location to location. So, you know, we still make all our stuff fresh daily, and that's kind of what sets us apart. You know, we only use the freshest ingredients. I mean, stuff's brought in 2-3 times a week. And that's kind of part of who we are. You know, we want to provide the same quality of food that your mama wanted you to eat.
Mm-hmm. I love that tagline. Just love it. Because it is. I'm going there tonight, Bill, FYI. I'm coming in tonight for dinner with my muchacha girlfriends. We call ourselves the muchacha group. And Vilma, your wife, is part of that group. So excited to come in tonight and get my bruschetta. My dose of bruschetta, and that's chopped salad is to die for, too. So if you're really not in the mood for a pizza or something heavy, they have great salads, and that bruschetta is out of this world. But I was there the other day, and I had a piece of lasagna, and I was telling the group I was with, I'm like, you know, I feel like I'm at grandma. It was Sunday afternoon. I felt like I was at my grandma's house. I really did. You had the the Italian music playing, you know, it was just very casual and relaxing, and you just felt the love in the room while you're stuffing your stomach.
Kind of environment. Yeah, well, the environment,
it's a great environment.
It's kind of warm and cozy. It's not a traditional style, you know, look, I guess, if you want to put it that way. It is more family style and kind of homey is the best way to kind of describe it. So
it sure is. Now, in the summertime, you guys have something unique. Is it Wednesday nights you have?
Yeah.
You bring in the old-fashioned cars, so I want to give people a heads up on some things going on this summer.
We've been doing the car shows here for the last 8 years, and this will be starting our ninth year doing the car shows here, and they're Wednesday night from 5 to 9. And, you know, from time to time, we have different vendors out there. Every night we actually have a live DJ out there playing old 50s, 60s, 70s music, and it's actually a lot of fun. We've got a lot of people from the area come by just to see the cars, whether they have a car or not. They just come by for the fun, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, one time I came, you had an Elvis impersonator, too. That was hilarious. And you had a DJ one time. Those are fun.
We've got a Elvis guy coming out sometime this year. I've still got to book a couple dates with him, but we haven't settled yet on those. So.
Well, Bill, what's the best part about owning Bricconi's restaurant and pizzeria? What's the best part for you?
You know what? I'm a people person, so I love to take care of people. I love to provide, you know, the quality that we have and the food that we've got. I mean, I love to be able to give back to the community and stuff like that and be involved. It's just kind of, you know, who I am, and, you know, my wife is pretty much the same way. We love to take care of people. So we love to entertain, and the restaurant allows us to do that. So,
and I know, folks, he speaks the truth. One night I was in there picking up pizzas for my kids, and Vilma had extra pizzas. And she said, "Hey, Dahl, you want to go for a ride with me?" And we drove to the women's shelter in Aurora and dropped off those pizzas to that shelter. So you know what? We love Bricconi's not just because of the amazing food, but the big heart you guys have. Of course, you're Italian. It's the Italian.
Exactly.
So Vilma isn't. She's not. She's a muchacha.
Yeah.
What nationality is she?
She's Guatemalan.
Guatemalan, yeah. Big heart. Big heart. All right, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight. Bill, thanks for coming
on
the show.
No,
and,
no problem. Thank you.
If you guys want to order a Dahlia special or the Bricconi special, which, oh, my God, I think that might even be better than the Dahlia special. I think that's my new favorite, Bill, with the basil and the sausage. Is that the Bricconi special, you said?
Yeah, Bricconi
with the wheat crust.
Pizza. Signature
it
pizza.
Is.
And actually, that wheat crust is great with any veggies. It's actually totally unique. If you want a different taste in pizza, that's something you got to try.
For sure. All right, send them Dahlia. Tell them Dahlia sent you. Bill Paws, the owner of Bricconi's Restaurant and Pizzeria. Thanks, Bill. I'll see you later tonight.
Thank you. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dahlia McCarthy Show.
Love that song. It's a new song, folks. You've never heard it on the Dahlia McCarthy Show. You know I love to play country music on this show. And I may have mentioned this country singer, songwriter before. He's a Nashville up-and-coming country recording artist. And his name is Court Carpenter. I met Court. He opened up for David Lee Murphy back in October. You know David Lee Murphy's been on this show a couple times. And just love the guy, and we've played a lot of country music on this show, and Court was, he just brought the house down. He was an amazing performer, and I'm like, you know what, we got to stay in touch with Court. We got to have him on the show, and we finally got him on today. Court Carpenter, everybody put your hands together for Court. Court, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Dahlia, for having me.
Hey, you're so welcome. Court is coming to the Chicagoland area next week to perform at Toby Keith's in Rosemont Thursday. And then Saturday at one of my favorite places, Scooter's Roadhouse in Shorewood. My good pals there, shout out to Terry and Pete over there. That'll be Saturday night. And Court, so are you looking forward to coming back to Chicago?
Oh, man, we are so excited. Chicago is our favorite place to play, I think, out of the – or one of the top, I'll say for sure, because just the energy the Chicago fans bring and the people up there are just great people. So we're excited to get back up there.
Well, you had everybody jumping and dancing over at Scooter's, and you just have an amazing presence on stage. And I definitely see – I can totally see how you are definitely up and coming in Nashville, if not – beyond Nashville. I'm not an expert on how it all comes together, but I by the way, that song I just played, Lipstick on a Cigarette, folks, that is an amazing song. I love it. How'd you come up with that song, Court?
Well, that's a fun song. I didn't write that one. However, when I was cutting my first CD, you know, when I was searching for my music, that one just stuck with me, and you know, we made it our own, and it's just a fun groove song, and you know, it's been getting some radio play in some spots of the country, which has been really cool. But you know, what we're really excited about is our new music coming out next month, which I can't wait for you to hear.
Oh, really? Now, I got another song from you. You sent to me. It's Crazy Like That. I'm going to play that in a little bit.
Okay.
Is that one of your new ones, or?
No, that's an older one.
Okay.
You know, we have some other ones. I'm not sure if you have them. I have the files or not, but you know, that's just a slower one. However, you know, we have a good mix of music on that first CD, so it's all of the songs are good in a different way, I think.
Yeah. So, Court, where are you from originally?
I am a Washington State boy.
Oh, really? Wow.
West Coast.
All the landslides going on over there. Do you know anybody that's been affected?
You know, I don't. It's an unfortunate situation, and our hearts go out to all those people. But no,
yeah.
I don't. As of now, I don't think I know anybody involved in that situation.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. But, yeah, as you said, our hearts go out to all those people affected by the landslide that just happened so suddenly. I was out in Washington about 20 years ago, and I got hooked on salmon there.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in Washington State eats salmon. And at first I
that's
resisted,
right.
And then now I'm just – you can't get salmon like you can in Washington State, that's for sure. Okay, so enough of that. You're from Washington.
True.
And what made you get into – to country music? Were you a guitar player? How did it start for you?
No, you know, it's a weird story. I was a college baseball player, Division I baseball player for the University of Portland in Oregon. And, you know, I had an opportunity to advance and go past the college level into the pro ranks and, you know, do some tryouts for some pro teams out of college. And right before that happened, I was in a car accident, which kind of limited my back to, you know, from one level to the bottom level, because I couldn't get my back strength back, which how I needed it to perform. So I had to hang up the cleats, and you know, in between the time of me finding a job and playing baseball, you know, I fell into music, and it just kind of exploded from there. And it's just been one heck of a ride, and you know, we ran with it, and now we're doing well, and we're making a name for ourselves around the country. So I guess things happen for a reason.
So are you living in Nashville now full time? Are you really going at this full speed ahead, huh?
Yeah, and I have been for like the last 4 years going at it full time. However, about 2 years ago, I moved out here, a year and a half ago, and haven't looked back since. And you know, we're making a name for ourselves in the area here and in Nashville, and we are on the road quite a bit during the spring and summertime. We just got back from Colorado and Nebraska. So we're making our rounds, trying to get around the country, and it's been fun.
Yeah, well, you're playing some big venues and festivals across the country, I've noticed. And I saw you open up for David Lee Murphy. Any other big names that you have played alongside of?
Yeah, we actually opened up out in Denver just last Friday for the legendary Tracy Lawrence, if you remember Tracy. He's got one of those iconic country voices, and we had a packed crowd out in Denver at the Grizzly Rose, and it was a great time. And we also opened for Jack Ingram, and who's a Texas guy who has had some radio hits, along with during festivals and stuff. We've, you know, shared the stage with Maggie Rose and Brett Eldridge and those guys. So we're getting around, and we're doing what we can, and it's been a challenge in a lot of ways, but it's rewarding to get those opportunities.
Yeah, are you having fun? That's the main thing.
Oh yeah,
the mother of me is coming out.
Yes.
Are you having a good time, Court?
Yes. Yeah, Dolly, I wouldn't trade this for anything. It's a rush to be up there in front of, 2,000 people and singing your songs and people chanting for encores and stuff. I mean, there's nothing like it. So it's something I wouldn't trade.
Yeah. Well, when I watched you at Scooter's Roadhouse, the smile never left your face. You were constantly smiling. You knew this Court Carpenter up there was the real deal. Like, he just loved it. Everybody in the room felt it. And some good music, some really good music, Court. I can't wait to see you next weekend. Thursday, again, you're playing Toby Keith.
That's right. And then Saturday at Scooter's. We're excited to have you back. Hopefully you can make it out. Last time we played up there, we had a four-piece because we had a guy that was really sick. So I don't think you've heard what we really have to offer yet as a full five-piece band, so I'm excited for you to come out and hear us.
Yeah, I can't wait. All right, quickly, what about let's talk about some of your musical influences, too.
Okay.
What kind of what can people that haven't heard your music expect besides the song I just played, Lipstick on a Cigarette, which, you got to go to Court. You got to go to iTunes, right, Court, and download some music.
Yes, we're on iTunes. Go to iTunes or courtcarpenter.com. You can buy our hard copy CD. Also, our social media. You can get to all that stuff through there too. But our music is modern country. The stuff that you hear on the top 40 country radio these days. However, I believe I bring the West Coast twist to it. There's not a lot of West Coast guys in the country business who are making it. And getting some stuff on the radio yet, so I hope to be the first one in a while to be doing that. So check out my stuff. I got some awesome new music. I can't wait to come out in about a month. It's gonna be good stuff.
Are you gonna play some? You're gonna play some of that new music next weekend too, as well as some of your old ones. And Lipstick on a Cigarette, which is the only one I was able to download. Sorry, I'm gonna play some more. I play country music all the time, so I'll play it throughout the year, even when you're not on the show, Court. We'll be playing some of your music. Now, in your downtime, what do? You got a beautiful fiance. I see her pictures on Facebook.
Thank you. Yes, we are actually tying the knot in about a month.
A month? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, we were
engaged. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much. we're looking forward to it, and we're going to be doing that, and it's going to be exciting time for us. And I like that you are keeping tabs on me on Facebook. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm watching you. I'm like a stalker. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm creeping on you. Is that what they say these days? I'm creeping. No, it's I get you on my home page a lot. When you go and you check out what everybody's doing, I always get your updates on there. And so I saw that you were coming into town, and Beth and I said, we got to get Court on because this guy is so talented. We really had a great time at your last concert, so we're really looking forward to it, Court, and I want to tell all the listeners out there, I have new listeners on 89.9 FM in Chicago. I got to do a shout-out to them. Thanks, you guys, for listening to this new show. We've only been with you for the last couple of weeks, so it's kind of cool to have a bunch of new listeners, especially on the northwest side of Chicago where I'm born and raised. And when I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago, Court, it was there were people that liked country music, but very few. Now, go to the northwest side, you can go into a bar and you'd hear George Strait, you hear Toby Keith. Toby Keith is on the northwest side in Rosemont. Country music is really becoming more and more mainstream. Almost everybody nowadays, whether they realize it or not, I mean, you've got Florida, Georgia Line. Some people listen to their music and they don't even realize it's country.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what my band says too. They're like, oh, Florida, Georgia Line, they aren't country, but it's the times are changing and the type of country music that's coming out, and so I think everybody's a fan deep down of country music, and you can deny it. Only so long, and then you'll start singing it.
Absolutely. Those long rides to Rockford, if it wasn't for country music, I would have fallen asleep at the wheel. That's for sure. There's something about it, and the words and the lyrics. And you know what, Court, I got to ask you before you go, what is one of your favorite music country music artists of all time. Don't say George Strait. We all know that. Everybody's
okay.
Favorite.
Yeah, George is a great one.
I just saw him too at the Allstate. Sold out. George Strait was amazing. Vince Gill was there. Is that your dream one day to play at the Allstate Arena?
It is, actually. We're hoping to get to that next level, the stadium level, and we're doing really well. We're waiting for that opportunity for someone to sign us to a major label, and hopefully that will happen soon. And until then we're just grinding away. But to answer your question is, I like so many different artists, but some of the ones I really like are, Blake Shelton. I love Tim McGraw, but Joe Nichols, if you know Joe. Those three are probably my top three guys, so a lot of influence on what I sing.
Yeah, well, we love those guys too. Brand new music coming out for Court Carpenter at the end of April. In the beginning of May, there's a current CD. The CD is available on courtcarpenter.com or on iTunes. You can go there. Hey, let's build up his Facebook page and his social media. Like him on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter. And then I hear June 4th you're going to be playing the CMA Fest in Nashville. Hey, road trip. How about that?
Yeah, let's do it. And Dolly, let me say that. If any of your listeners come out to see us at Scooters on April 5th, which is Saturday, next Saturday, tell them to let me know, and I'll hook them up with some free merchandise just for listening and coming out and checking us out.
Oh, look at that. Ain't he sweet? And he's not even from the South, but he's got that Southern, I'm not from the South either, but we've got that Southern charm.
That's right.
Well, it was great to talk to you, Court. You're welcome anytime to come on the show. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Again, everybody, check out Court Carpenter on Facebook or courtcarpenter.com or on iTunes. Court, great talking to you.
Thank you, Dolly. You are the best, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Likewise. All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Lipstick on a cigarette. Love that. Love that song. I'm over here dancing. No one could see me. Beth's not with me today. I'm dancing here by myself. Isn't there a song like that? I'm thinking of Billy Croft. He's one of my favorite local. He's a firefighter, but he's one of my favorite local country singers. But I'd have to say Court is right up there because I just love it. I'm loving his music. And I hope you guys enjoy it, too. Let me know what you think of it. By the way, we're giving away free tickets for Court's concert at Scooters Roadhouse. There's an admission to get in. It's not much, but we do have tickets to give away. I don't have time to answer calls today, but you can send me a message on Facebook. Or if you follow me on Twitter, I've got your name, and I'll contact you, and we'll give you some tickets to Scooters Roadhouse. All right? How's that sound? How fun is that? All right, we got to move along. Adam Parks, financial consultant at First Command Financial Services. I don't have that money song. You can hum it, Adam. Are you there?
Dum-dum-dum-dum. Hey, Dolly, how you doing?
Money, 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 money.
Oh, that's Adam. Another good one. Yeah, there's good ones out there. How are you? Are you in a good mood?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. I've been up since midnight. I had to work early this morning. I had to do the early show, but now it's on the radio. First Command Financial Services, proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. We love Adam comes on, or Dan comes on, and he starts talking money. It's always fun talking
about
you this week.
Actually, Dan's actually out this week. He's on spring break, so while he's cruising around, I'm holding down the fort here.
Dan's always out of state. He's always traveling.
I know.
Hi, Dan. We know you're listening.
Yeah, he's listening in for sure.
Have you recovered from the St. Paddy's Day festivities? I don't think I've talked to you since then.
I know. You know, it took me about a week. I think I got defeated, depleted, and then I was just out for, like, all last week. And then just this week, yes, I'm back, and everything is good again.
How about your fundraiser
nice.
For St. Baldrick's? How did that go?
Yeah, that went really, really well. Our team, with the help of Adam Zivers, Irish Rovers, Scott McKay, and all those guys, we ended up raising about $20,000, and then as a venue, we raised $130,000 this year.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yep, and 100% of the money goes for kids' cancer charities for the research. And, we do it every year, and it's so much fun.
Oh, man, that is fantastic. Way to go, Adam.
Thank you. Go ahead. Yep.
This week you want to talk about maximizing your 401ks, or did you have something you wanted to add to your
I could chat with that a little bit later. No, really, the thing we're seeing a lot right now is people are coming in with their taxes and they want to, giving us all their statements and saying, hey, what are we looking at? And it just, a lot of people kept asking the same question about 401ks. And so I thought it might be a good topic for us to go into a little bit today. Just because a lot of people don't even look at it. There's so many people out there that don't look at their 401k, they don't look at their statement, and whatever they picked 5 years ago when they started their job, that's the same allocation that they have today, and that may or may not be appropriate for them. So my thing is just kind of to ring the bell a little bit today and let them know that they're, to take a look at those statements, take a look at their asset allocation, and see if it's still appropriate today.
Mm-hmm. Well, for those that are listening, they don't have a clue what is a 401k. I mean, for people, if you're self-employed, can you get 401k?
If you're self-employed, you can actually do what's called an owner-only 401k. But there are also some other self-employed plans that you can do as well. But typically, what most people have is the 401k that's attached to their employer. And those are they're great plans to have. They do have tax advantages, so the money that you put into your 401k is taken out pre-tax, so you're not taxed on that money when you're putting it in, and that's good because it can lower what your tax liability is to the government every year. And then a lot of employer plans also have the match. And that's one thing that I really, really want to stress is that if you're out there and you have a 401k plan, you got to look at your plan. You got to see if your employer matches, because some employers out here will match up to 6% of your contribution. And if you're only doing 3%, because that's the minimum, you're leaving 3% of free money sitting on the table. So absolutely you got to maximize that match, or you're literally just walking away from free cash.
Wow, yeah, that's for sure. And they're only matching up to 6%. I remember, I don't want to say that many years ago, but remember employers used to match up to 50%, 100%? Those days are long gone.
Yeah,
still, 6% is something. Can't complain.
Yeah, I mean, there's depends on the plan. Some bigger companies may match more. Some smaller companies can't afford to match. There's anywhere between 3%, 5%, 6%. It depends on the employer. But on average, for a while, it was about 6%, and then now it's dropping down. But the point is, just if they're going to give you some free money for every buck you put up, why would you not? Even if you think you can't afford it, you can't afford not to, really.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Any more tips about maximizing our 401ks?
I would say have everybody take a look at their expenses. There was a study that was out a few years ago that said about over 70% of the people out there that have a 401k plan, they don't think that they're paying any fees for that plan. So they think that their employer is paying those investment charges and things like that, and that's absolutely not true. So you want to make sure that, number one, what is your employer doing their due diligence to find out the most suitable plan for you, and then just ask that question. You can ask the HR department or whoever that administrator is. And then the other thing is multiple 401ks. People leave jobs. You have a job for a few years, and then you get a better offer, you go somewhere else, and what happens? And then you have these multiple 401ks that are sitting out there. They all have fees. They all have their own different investment choices. Some are good, some are bad. Some may be, you know, better if you do other things with them. So what I would say is look into rolling, you know, potentially rolling those into either your current employer plan, but that does have some limitations, or go ahead and enroll it into an IRA, which is, it sounds complicated and confusing for those that don't know what an IRA is or how to roll it over. It's just so easy. It's a couple pieces of paper we fill out, and then that money is taken from where it is, which is, you know, sitting out there in limbo, into an IRA that then they can control, and they control the fees, and they have the investment choices and stuff. So there's a lot.
And speaking of control, Adam, you help people stay in control. You can call Adam Parks. He's a financial consultant at First Command Financial Services for a free consultation, or what do you call it? Is
absolutely
it a consultation? Okay.
Yeah, it's a
perfect
initial analysis, review, free. Yeah, absolutely. We just kind of want to give people some clarity on where they are and then, you know, in relationship to their long-term goals.
Yeah, take control of your investments. Take control of your money and let Adam help you navigate all of this. And in just the short time you guys have been on the show already, just listening to you, boy, I'm really not, I don't have as much fear anymore about tackling things that I have to do to get in place, to get my financial house in order. It doesn't seem as overwhelming anymore because you've broken it down.
Exactly. When you break it down and you have somebody that's going to explain it to you, and not their goal is not to confuse you but to educate you, it breaks down that intimidation factor.
Mm-hmm. How can people get a hold of you, Adam?
Just go on to firstcommandnaperville.com, and or they can give us a call at the office anytime, which is 630-756-0193.
Okay, do you have an email for people? Sometimes people prefer that.
Absolutely. It's A as in Adam, D as in David, Parks, P-A-R-K-S, at firstcommand.com. That's spelled out F-I-R-S-T, command.com.
Fantastic. All right, Adam, thanks so much for giving us the lowdown on 401ks. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on the show. And hopefully you'll be able to make it out to the Feel Good fundraiser next Thursday, April 3rd, over at the Fox and the Hound. Are you going to be able to be out there?
Oh, yeah. Tell us the listeners that don't know what this is all about. Go ahead, plug it, because this is a great fundraiser.
Quickly. Well, I'm the local director for Blessings in a Backpack, which is a food program for kids that otherwise would go hungry during the weekends. We pack food on Fridays, and those are distributed out to the kids that are in need. Blessings in a Backpack is a great organization. We're doing a fundraiser next week, Thursday, April 3rd, over at the Fox and the Hound. It's going to be a great event. It's $20 to get in, and then you get drink specials and free food, so it equates out to everything. But all that money, 100% of that money, goes to buy food that's put in a backpack of a local kid in Naperville or Aurora, right around here in this area, so you have a real direct impact. It's 5
fantastic.
O'clock.
Fantastic. That is fantastic. All right, we will see you there. Thanks, Adam.
Cool. Sounds good,
Adam.
Thank you.
First Command Financial Services.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, our weekly guest, Michelle Lynn Gust, who contributes to the Good Inspiration segment on the Dolly McCarthy Show, she is off this week, and I want to personally extend my deepest sympathies to her on the passing, the unexpected passing of her mother. Today is the funeral, so Michelle couldn't join us today. But tune in next week. She'll be back with some more good inspiration, and she's got a website too, michellelyngust.com. Check her out, okay? Michelle, we're thinking about you. I want to let you all know it's time to end the show. We love to end it on a good note. I want to say stay positive and good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks to all my great guests this week, Adam Parks from First Command Financial Services, Amy Bryant from DuPage Credit Union, and Bill Paws from Bracconi's Italian Restaurant in Naperville. Hey, Court, if you're listening still, when you come into town next week, we're gonna get you over to Bracconi's Friday night. And to Court Carpenter, who is, you know how I love to feature country music on the show, play a lot of some modern country music that people are already familiar with, but it's really nice, refreshing to feature someone who is working so hard to make it in the business and is an up-and-coming rising star, Court Carpenter. What a treat to have him on the show today. Great music. Thanks, Court, for being on the show. We're looking forward to seeing you next week at Toby Keith's in Rosemont on Thursday and Saturday at Scooter's Roadhouse. And like I said, that offer still stands out there. Come on and over to Bricconi's, and they're going to feed you the food your mom always wanted you to eat, folks. Thanks, Bricconi's, for being a new sponsor on the show. All right, everybody, like I said, have a great week and stay positive and be good to each other. And if you haven't already done so, please do like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. I'm Dolly McCarthy. We'll see you next week for another edition, I should say, of the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I feel nice. A sugar is fine.